Hey, this is Don from the Carolinas, back with another post to read. This is entitled, If Her Husband Says He's Gay. It was posted to ChristianForums.com by user Link H. Let's say this is hypothetical. A young woman gets married at age 22 to another 22-year-old man she met in college. They both profess faith in the Lord. They were both virgins on their wedding night 6 months ago. The husband is a very gentle kind of fellow. He used to be teased for being a sissy back in middle school. When he was a teenager, he thought he might be gay, but his parents assured him that he was not. One day, he tells his wife that though he loves her, he thinks he is really gay. He's been talking to some gay friends and reading some websites, and he thinks he has been denying his true sexual orientation since his teenage years. He says he has also begun to realize that he has a desire to be with another man and that he cannot find the emotional fulfillment he needs with a woman, even though he loves his wife. He doesn't want to cheat his wife by marrying her and leaving her. He may be willing to stay with her till death do us part, he says. But if she will release him from his promise, he says, he would like to live consistent with his sexual orientation and find fulfillment with another man. He says he loves her and wants to remain friends with her. It is not fair what he is asking of her after their marriage. He realized this recent, but he wanted to give her this chance to make a decision before they have children. Now, he says, the decision is up to her. She can decide to keep him as her husband for life, and he vows to stay faithful and committed to her. Or she can, as he puts it, release him from his vow to her and let him pursue a life as a gay man, which he now says is his true nature. She loves her husband and wants him to be happy. She wants to do what is right for him. What do you think she should do? What do you base your advice on in terms of ethics, scripture, etc.? User Mick Scribe said, frankly, this is one of those ones where I am an advocate of considering the possibility of divorce. When I hear about people who have overcome their homosexual tendencies, I'm skeptical of it working en masse. Contrary to what some believe, homosexuality both exists in nature and is approached in different ways. Some homosexuals, to paraphrase Jesus, are born that way, while others become that way. And as someone who has read the Gospels multiple times, I can assure you that Jesus never addressed homosexuality directly, so I thought that was curious.